It is unclear when power for everyone will be restored, but there has been some pretty significant progress made by JEA, Clay Electric, and FPL crews in the last 12 hours or so. All of Duval County's bridges are now back open. St. Johns County, however, still has bridges closed until at least noon today. Historic flooding in the Black Creek and others expected to reach record levels following Irma. St. John's River in Riverside looked like the ocean yesterday. We have a stunning photo of before and after on our Facebook page at WOKV News. And our live team coverage continues with Cole Heath with CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax. Cole, the last high tide was about 2:30 this morning, and the next one at about 2 o'clock. Mike Burrish is saying each high tide cycle will be a little bit more tolerable, but I wonder what the flooding story looks like where you are now.
Well, we're actually in Riverside right now. We've been driving around in the First Alert Storm Tracker for several hours, and in some places, especially closer to the river, the flooding is still very prevalent. We saw one neighborhood along Riverside Drive, I believe, probably several feet of water still in the streets. You could barely see the lines there, the medians. The water, fortunately, it looks like it did not get into any homes because they were elevated from what we saw. However, the water is just kind of pooling there and staying stagnant. And, of course, the tide's the big question at this point of what it's either going to bring or take away with it. And over on Lancaster Drive, we're here right now near Memorial Park. We're seeing still the river is splashing over. The road still has several inches of water on them there. And the Memorial Park itself, it's a popular place for a lot of people. There's a lot of downed trees, some damage to some of the cement columns along the river, and debris just all over the roads.
Are there efforts by local law enforcement to try to prevent people, the average Joe, from venturing into the water? I saw a lot of people who were at Memorial Park yesterday, and it seemed so dangerous, not just the water, but with the winds and the surge.
Absolutely. What we've seen is more of a presence in terms of representing their presence through police tape. A lot of the streets, especially closer to the river, they're sealed off with police tape. We saw a massive tree in the road that's just blocking both lanes in one neighborhood. That's been sealed off. We have seen some first responders and law enforcement driving around patrolling, but basically the tape is representing and sending a message to people saying, hey, this is dangerous. There's still water in this area. You shouldn't be here. It's not safe to be here, so keep out.
All right, Cole Heath with CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News. Jax will continue to check in with you in the coming hours and obviously days. This is not going to be an easy or quick fix across the area.